U.S. and British diplomats are working hard this week to develop a new Security Council resolution that would support possible military action against Iraq. President Bush today said a second U.N. resolution would be helpful, though he insisted again it's not necessary. Some key governments, though, are warning the United States that going to war without U.N. backing would make military action far more difficult. The latest such advice comes from Saudi Arabia, whose foreign minister was interviewed by the BBC.
Independent action in this, we don't believe are good for the United States interests in the region. So we are ardently hoping, we are urging the United States to continue to work through the United Nations.
Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Saud Al-Faisal in an interview broadcast last night on the BBC. Joining us now is NPR's Tom Jelton. Tom, President Bush says another UN resolution is not necessary, but that it would be helpful. How so? What does that mean exactly?
Melissa, there's nothing automatic here in the sense that not getting a UN resolution automatically means that you're not going to get something that you're counting on. The issue is political. It makes it far more difficult for these countries who support the United States wants to provide the United States with what it wants. They're being asked to do something that is very unpopular in their own countries. This is true for Britain. This is true for Saudi Arabia. It's true for Turkey. And what it means in the end is if you don't have UN support, you put those governments under pressure. In the end, it's still a question of whether they have the political will to help or not. But without that UN backing, it makes that decision for them far trickier.
And also in practical terms, though, what's at jeopardy here if the United States does go it alone?
Well, just to mention a couple cases. In Saudi Arabia is on the western side of Iraq. The United States would dearly love to be able to move into Iraq from Saudi territory. U.S. Commanders would like to be able to use U.S. Saudi bases for flights. Obviously, they would need to be able to fly over Saudi territory as a minimum. In the case of Turkey, similar sorts of issues. We're going to have U.S. aircraft spaced in eastern Mediterranean. They would need to fly over Turkey to get into Iraq. And the most important thing with respect to Turkey is whether U.S. troops could set up bases in Turkey so that they could move into northern Iraq from Turkey and establish a northern front. So those are really important questions.
Let's talk a little bit more about Turkey. This was supposed to be a key day in Turkey with the Turkish parliament due to vote on whether, in fact, to allow U.S. combat troops on Turkish territory. Where does that stand?
Where it stands, Melissa, is that decision got put off for about the umpteenth time. The Turkish government gave the U.S. ambassador there a new list of demands ranging from they want control, they want to be assured that they will have control over Turkish forces, that Turkish forces will not be under U.S. military command, they want a say in the future of Iraq, and most importantly, they have a long list of economic demands that they wanted the United States to comply. President Bush said today, we're working closely with the Turks. He says they've got no better friend than the American government, and hopefully we can come up with an agreement that's satisfactory to both parties. But so many deadlines have come and gone with respect to Turkey that it still is very much up in the air whether Turkey will, in the end, provide the assurances that the United States needs.
What about a post-war role? What's at stake for the rebuilding of Iraq?
Well, Melissa, this is where outside help really becomes important. The United States can fight and win this war theoretically alone. What it cannot do is rebuild Iraq on its own. And you're going to see the United States depending very heavily on these same European nations that are today dragging their feet. That's very much an important consideration. Now, what the United States is hoping is that these governments, whether it's in Europe or whether it's Turkey or even Saudi Arabia, will recognize it's in their interest to help, that it's more important to be, in a sense, on the winning side and in the game than outside it. But a lot's at stake here, Melissa.
Thanks very much, Tom.
Anytime.
NPR's Tom Jelton.